Blind Beauty, written by K.M. Payton and read by Nikki Paul. She saw Tom sit down and drive, asking him, and Buffoon flew, once more landing well out. He danced over a fallen jockey, gathered his long legs together and powered on. "He's a natural," Jimmy said. "Whoever had have thought it?" They went past towards the water jump, right in front of where they were standing, close enough now to see that Buffoon was pulling quite hard, to see the grimace on Tom's face as the horse took off a full stride too soon and sailed over the water with another vast jump. Now he was closing on the leading bunch, belting round the bend near the start, and out into the country again on the second circuit. Behind them on the wind came the receding frenzy of pounding hooves and the cries of stable lads trying to catch loose horses pulling up near the stables. Tessa tried to calm herself, but it was hard to stand still, breathe, not have hysterics, just to stay sane. Even Jimmy was showing signs of excitement. "He's doing you proud, Tessa. Whatever happens, he's shown class." Beechers loomed again. Tessa watched the television screen and saw San Lucar go down on his knees on landing. His jockey clutched frantically at the horse's ears, but Lukey ducked his head again. The jockey flew off over his shoulder and the big horse continued alone. Tessa screamed with joy. Buffoon flew over, making the jump look like a pole on the ground. "Well, that's the opposition gone. It's anybody's now," Peter said. The field was now well and truly strung out. Out in the far country, the spruce flew from the big hedges as tired horses ploughed through them. Buffoon was now in the leading group, with only three horses ahead of him. Tessa was unashamedly clutching Jimmy's arm, but he said quietly to her, "Don't bank on it, Tessa. This is where 3 days without food will find him out."